And all these feminists that basically said, you're trapped in a home, go get a job, freeze your eggs, take birth control. And all of a sudden, women are way unhappier than they were 40 years ago. And I just have to ask the question, why is that? Is it working? And maybe there are biological differences between men and women that we should respect. And that deep down, a lot of women want to get married and have children. In fact, we should applaud it and we should support it. And we should say, it means nothing if you're gonna go be a CEO of some shoe company or be some banker in London. What matters if you raise children and you have something to pass down long after you're gone.
I think I would bring 2 points to that. The first one is just really simple, which is that you can ascribe liberalism all you want as the cause of the unhappiness. I would argue something else. I would say that it's certain economic policy that has very little to do with the social acceptance of alternative lifestyles. I would say that we can recognize that income inequality across a vast swathe of Western countries has increased, which causes all kinds of social ills, a lack of social cohesion, housing price growth doesn't correspond with wage growth, monopolies increasingly become kind of emboldened to interfere with politics, and monopolies don't prioritize social health either. I think that those offer more compelling reasons for a decline in happiness than an increase in freedoms, because just one more thing, on an intuitive basis, generally speaking, people want more